And now it's time to listen to the least heard podcast on the web, brought to you by the least read website on the web. It's time for the Gurgler Live. Your host, Derek Ottoman.
Hi, and welcome to the Gurgler Live. This is your host, Derek Ottoman, and please, sitting with me here, please welcome Milton Bradley. I'm well. Coming well. How are you, Milton?
Yeah, very well.
Well, we've got very, a big... Very well. Is that very well, or very well?
Most of them. All of them. All of the above.
Right, well, ticking all the boxes already. What a show we have lined up with some of our old favourites and some of our newer sort of favourites as well, Milton.
Yeah, well, it's all favourites and they're all gold.
Well, you know, we can never have enough favourites in this, on this show. And we'll crack into it with our very first craptetical. Now, this crapathetical, Milton, well, I mean, it's still pretty fresh in our minds, seeing as the Channel 10 had a special about it the other week, but this crapathetical missed out on that show.
It did, and might I say, what a disgrace.
Absolutely.
Here was a thing crying out to be number one of the best, Australian-made Channel 10 shows of all time. It didn't even make the top 10.
Yeah.
We won't go into what made number one.
No.
This is considered boggled why that show is number one. But yeah. I thought we'd give the show its due, and not only should it have been number one, but we also work out ways we can use that TV show to better the world.
Well, it's number one in the hearts and minds of most Australians there, Milton.
Oh, absolutely. And anyone in a certain age group would certainly remember it fondly.
Oh, but nothing but fond memories.
Mm. Yeah, surprising. Should we mention the show?
Oh, please.
it's a knockout.
That's the name of the game.
And it certainly was. That's what the beauty of it. It all kicked off with that fantastic theme and, the sort of...
Oh, the colours. The font. The font.
Yeah. The font. You remember that sort of cheering and stop pause? That was the height of technology back in the day.
Oh yeah, for sure. It was cutting edge.
And it was a show that had more mustache per person than a pedophilia convention.
Well, and short shorts. Don't forget the short shorts.
Oh, they weren't so short.
They were kappa short.
But that was the era.
It was the era. It was the time.
What a time.
Well, I guess, you look at the way, when it was on, the world didn't really have that many problems when it was on, actually.
It didn't, and the world could learn more from its knockout. Certainly use it to solve the world's problems.
So many.
There is an asterisk, I might add, as ever with some things in life, that this does not include the remake of Roy and with HG. Blond Sheila and the other dickhead.
What a travesty. The only good thing about it was they were playing for the Billy J. Smith Cup.
Yeah, true. And then, well, we'll get on to Billy later.
Oh yeah, there's lots of Billy.
He's not fallen over yet.
Oh no.
For later.
Hint.
So, I thought, four ways to make the world better through its knockout. How we can solve the world's problems, and big ones, mind you, too. So, all based on the game, so we should get into it.
Right.
Now, as you know, the departure of a loved one is involved with, fighting over the money and who gets what.
Yep, sure does. Can you get messy?
Yeah. Oh, it can, and nasty. That's not what a person wants after they die.
No.
To write it into your will. Do you remember the Penguin game?
Of course I do, yeah.
Yeah, well, instead of water, just fill up the big bucket full of dollar coins.
Uh-huh.
Each person dons the penguin suit, goes around in a big circle, has as many dollar coins, and whatever you get at the end of it, that's it.
Wow. That's your inheritance.
Yeah, left over to charity, and I'll give it, doesn't get scooped up.
Yeah, what a wonderful idea.
Yeah, and then if that's written into the world, that's the only way you can get it. That's it, that's sorted.
Wow. That's beautiful. I can feel the world becoming a better place already.
Mm, definitely. Now, talking about the world, and that's a great segue, thank you. conflicts in the Middle East.
Yes.
Getting nasty and lots in the news, but we don't like to get too serious here. So maybe you remember the game on the big pommel horse thing?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yeah, you know it.
Oh, of course.
Well, just to say, each side signs up, you know, they guaranteed off to get their best 2,000 men.
Yep.
2,000? 2,000.
Can I make a suggestion, Milton?
Oh, please, always.
Can they be in the quintessential, it's a knockout diapers?
Yeah, you know it. You know it. So, I mean, they have to be color-coded flags, of course.
Of course.
And that's it.
But can they have oversized novelty safety pins?
Of course.
Awesome.
I forgot about that. different era.
Yeah. It was a more peaceful time.
Oh, it was. We thought maybe instead of elections, and we're talking about mainly local government elections.
Oh, yeah. Ones that no one cares about. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone who every 3 years they realise, oh, I have a councillor. I thought maybe that could be run by the big paddle wheel, you know, that big paddle that goes up and down and pick up one more person each time?
Yeah,
that's it.
Because if it's anything I care less about, it's local politics.
I mean, I'm lucky out this way. I have a bloke called Milton Dick.
I'd bet it was just for his name, surely.
Oh, it's the name you know. Milton Dick, representing the people of Richland, and what a Richland it is to have a dick in charge.
Oh, Richlands. Yeah. That's an oxymoron if ever I've heard one.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to say that exact thing. Certainly quite not the Richlands.
Now, what about, can we incorporate the lily pads somewhere, Milton?
I was thinking that. I couldn't quite think of how that could be used, though. I mean, you might have a suggestion.
Well, you know, what I'd love to do, what I'd love to see happen, you know, one of our favourites on there, we want whatever McDonald it is, and of course, Billy J.
Sure. Yeah, well, we've discussed this a couple of times, and we still can't work out which McDonald it is.
No.
And it doesn't matter.
No, it does not. Now, I want to see the Rogan reporter / umpire, and I want Whitney.
Well, of course.
I want Whitney. And, I want him there, and look, somehow incorporate him with the lily pads, surely.
And if there's another problem in the world that needs to go to court, that's our fourth one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jumping on lily pads.
Yeah, that'll do. I mean, you could include divorce.
Ah. Yeah. Easy.
Have a percentage, how many, you know, lily pads you get on, that's how much percentage of the cut you get, something like that.
Oh, here's one for Milton. I don't know, I might strike a bit of a raw nerve with you, but what about, because we saw a really shit-ass draw in the game we don't speak of the other week, and then, of course, you know, the subsequent, recommendations to have some kind of golden point or something. What about we get two teams from that said sport jumping across lily pads?
Oh, yeah, now you're talking. It'd be better than the sport that won't be mentioned.
Yeah, still having extra time.
There's more on that later before the war was had.
Yeah, they've got their comeuppance booked out.
Pants required. Anyway, we'll just look at that later.
Yeah, well, I mean, what a great hypothetical that was, Milton. Do you want to finish it off?
No. I wanted to include the lily pads, but I had nothing for it, so no, I'm happy with your work.
Oh, awesome. Well, we're going to keep the It's a Knockout theme happening, and I believe over at the memorabilia studio, they have something special for us. Let's cross over there now. Hi, Derek Gottman here, host of Google Live. You know, we really miss and really loved all that time when it's in our gap. And I just wish I could have something to keep the memories alive. Do we have anything, Milton?
My word. The Google Shop has provided two of the finest hits knockout products we could think of this week. And I think you're going to be very happy about it as well.
Oh, I can't wait.
We've got a very limited edition, limited to 15 only. Miniature model
scoreboards. Wow.
It's electronic, and the buttons can use theme music whenever you like.
Wow.
And it also includes 40 interchangeable team names for each state, which includes your gems like the King Roy Peanuts, Bendigo, can't remember.
Fantastic.
You can get any score you like.
Wow. I know I'll be calling in for that one. What else do we have?
Just $200, that one.
Oh, that's a steal.
And secondly, we're talking about the great man and his name we can't remember. How about some action figures?
What size are they, Milton?
They're 1/8 model.
1/8? Wow, that's going to be a pretty big one at Billy J.
It is. It's slightly bigger than the movie.
Oh.
But
shorter.
But like the movie, it's something built in messages. Billy J. Smith will just continue to say, he's fumbling over. Whereas McDonald's lava control is at nothing.
Ah, awesome. And at real inopportune times too, Milton.
Yeah. Just start talking and laughing and come back and say what he's talking about.
Wow. How can I get them?
Going to visit our Google shop at
thegoogler.com. Awesome. So, if you want to get some hands on some knockout memorabilia, get in. Hi, welcome back to the Google Live, and wow, talk about value, Milton. Now, what a special gift there that is.
Oh,
absolutely. Now we're on to one of our segments. We've had for a couple of weeks now, and this proving to be a favourite. Are they dead, Milton?
Yes. The question you're asking, none of them actually dead yet.
We might change it next week. Yeah, we'll see how we go. Right.
No,
let's
scalp off the one.
Well, with all this talk of Billy J, you'd almost think you're talking about him as if he had passed away, but no, Billy J. Smith is still going strong. Now, what you might not realise, a lot of people might not, like, especially big fans of the show like we are, that it's a knockout only ran from 1985 to 1987. Right, exactly right, and I guess that's from all the reruns that we were blessed with in the years after, but yeah, only the two individual seasons. But after that, well, Billy J, he was a popular man. He was going from strength to strength. I believe he was involved in Origins as well at the time, maybe. Definitely around Queensland, he was big into rugby league, culminating in 1992 when the short-lived Brisbane free show was around. And I've got two words for you, Milton. Petri Holden. Oh, Tony Jackman. Was he behind the bar? I think it's one of the Walters brothers was behind the bar, wasn't it? Did he end up on the ABC, calling for the ABC? Well, we'll put that on the back pocket for next week, I think. I hope he's up there with Mr. T, like Tyler, but jeez, we're spoiling it for ourselves. Oh, wow. And before we create a whole new segment, but yeah, so no, Billy J. Smith isn't dead. He he's still a stalwart in not so much the mainstream media in the Southeast Queensland anymore, but he's still roundabouts, and you've seen him pop up. I believe Channel 7, he does some Mark Sulo type reports, but still going strong for the day. Still looks the exact same too. Ah, oh, good. Got it. As you would. As you would. Well, that's something to hold on to, Milton. That is something to hold on to. Oh, of course he would. Of course he would. He appreciates the fan base that his little show created. Certainly was. I don't think I could even do that in a day now. But who have we got next? No. And here it is. This is our very first. Are they dead? Recipient or are they dead participant? I should say that has passed away. Oh, for sure, and of course, we all remember his song about how I hate Saturday, and pardon the pun, but it was a massive part of how I hate Saturday, and that's where we all sort of grown to know and love him. I believe he used to do some Toyota ads too for Joan Morgan, maybe, but Ricky May, he started off, he's actually Kiwi, a lot of people might not realise, but he was a Kiwi. And he started off in the 60s. Yeah, he started off as a jazz and blues type singer. But 87 we lost, Ricky, so, they sure do. But there we go. That's one for the books, one for the stats, isn't it? You know, so he's our very first passed away participant. Yes. So who do we have next? I guess I'm 31. No. Oh, God rest his soul. Yeah, well, that's how it happens. You stop working and, your body starts to shut down. Joe Mangle. Mark Little. Joe Mangle, he certainly was. And combined with our little Kylie, it's the reason probably why a lot of blue collar people prefer Neighbours over the other one, because no. And Mark Little, even before he's still Neighbours, but certainly after, look, he got on the Neighbours past star bandwagon and went off to the UK, like nearly they all did. and of course he did the old pantomime thing, but no, he wasn't really too good on it. He wasn't sort of the actor to get into the old pantomime. So he got into morning TV in a kids' sort of morning Channel 10 early bird type program, and he did that for a fair few years, and then kind of dropped off the radar a bit. He still works in the UK. He hasn't really spent much time back here in Oz, which, arguably is not a bad thing, but he's on two, at the moment he's on two shows. So one's called the Ross Wright Show, and it's just a British talk show in the same vein as Jimmy Kimmel and our man Dave, but The other show that he's on is one that's sort of a bit more scour-worthy, and that is, of course, he does the Other Bits Big Brother show. So you've got the British Big Brother, and then, you know, after the normal Daily Show, he does the Other Bits. And, yeah, it's a real tarnish on his, I want him to be Goldman, is what I think. No, I can't get on board with that, Milton. No. And especially his successful agency, didn't he have a casting agency or production company that went big guns with his cohort Bree, whatever her name is. Geez, they went far. But yeah, so Joe Mangle isn't dead. I think probably one of the only Mangles that isn't, actually. Oh, Vivian Grey, what a star. What a star. Oh, I think so. And to round it off, who do we have then? Oh, Brad Willis. Not the first Brad Willis, and certainly not the last Brad Willis, too, if current program is to go by. Yeah, there's been some good ones. I mean, you've got the Pippa from Home and Away. Yeah, that's going back a few weeks. That's going to Nicola Bannis, I think. She was on the Rafters or something at the time, and yeah, it just filled in. And we were meant to believe it. And I think there was a yes, I'm trying to think of the town where they go to. I thought it was Toowoomba. A few of them moved in the title sketch at point, anyway. But we digress. Look, Scott Michelson, you know, he had the look, didn't he, 90s look, with the blonde hair, and he tried to cash in on those looks. He didn't really sort of act too much after Mayweather. But he put his dirty fingers in some dirty pies, and actually tried, sure is. He went on to manage some stars and notably, Holly Valance. He was Holly Valance's manager for I can go a few more. Dan Fowlson, does he? I don't think so. We get one of them. The one that used to play Drew. Used to play Libby's husband. We get him over here. He's a WA stalwart of the no real estate, actually. And he's on a show, and it's him and Peter Rosethorne of all people. And they do a show called WA Real Estate. But there you go. I wouldn't think Peter Rosethorne would have been involved in something like that, but. Oh, that's how I hear. Well, maybe. Right. Yeah, look, you mean Scarborough can always bet on Scarborough, but, look, again, we digress. Dirty pies. Scott Michelson. So, acrimoniously, he broke up with Holly Valance, and it was quite, it got quite heated. But I don't think too many people cared, really. And then after that, of all things, he got in the skincare box. Yeah, and funnily enough, that fell through, and a big one. First of all, he tried to sue his business American business partner, and then that didn't work out, and then he tried to sue the bank. Well, believe it or not, like 3 years running, and he's still trying to sue the bank, and that doesn't look good for him, mate. And so yeah, it doesn't look good for him. But yeah, so Scott Moxon, he's well, depends on which way you look at it. But no, he's not dead. So there you go. Oh, and because if they're not. No, because if they're not dead, they can be visitors somewhere else. That's exactly right. But there we go, that's this week's are they there. And Milton, we're pretty lucky this week, we've got a poll. Do it. No, I'll wait. I'll wait. Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. It almost doesn't need to be said, but it's a knockout, so we will say it. Yeah, we just did. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I see. Oh, love it. Oh, isn't he? Oh, is that when it had hosts or when it didn't have hosts? Oh, of course. Jeez. There's a good one. Are they dead? I don't even know what their names are. And we will. Top three. Well, you've actually pieced one actually. Should have discussed it earlier. But and it's in no particular order. But number two is your friend of mine, Molly Groves. Yeah, that. And wasn't she cool? But rounding up my top three, and look. In this age, especially the 80s, an age of soap opera, from America we've got Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives, Bold and Beautiful, and look, all three shows are still running, and that's how shit they are. But, in Australia we've tried our hand at a few of them, and one of the earliest ones was one that tried to appeal to sort of like a younger crowd. And it was called The Restless Years. It actually ran for 5 years. And from the... Yeah, yep. 780 episodes, maybe. So... Oh, but look. Oh. the other thing about it is, it was so many episodes. You can just imagine the springboard that it was for some of Australia's biggest TV stars. Oh, look, we'll start off with Martin Sachs, of course, from Blue Hills fame. Exactly, thank you. Oh, but these two are real, you know, some of Australia's sweethearts. And the first one is Lenore Smith. Oh, she was one of the nurses in The Flying Doctors. And hasn't done really much since. But the other one, I know this one's a favourite of yours. She's a favourite for mine for different reasons, but Bunny Brook. Well, she's, I mean, you know, she was another one that didn't age between E Street and the rest of the series. She just seemed to be at the same cranky look in her face. But the show that she was my favourite in, and that was Round Twist. Of course, that quirky little show. Yeah, she was. Mel, of course. I mean, she looks like a Mel, too, so... There you go. So that rounds off my top three, but you've got some other ones in there. Oh, I think you can try. The rest of the series, yeah. Yeah, he's another Flying Doctor's favourite. I'm looking, and I don't think so. No. But what about Peter Cousins? Benita from Play School. Yes, and this one, and here we go. Here's one that was really. Knock your socks off. Kerry Ann Kendall was on the rest of the team. I could go on, but I'm not going on because I know that you've got some nuggets. Yep. Sort of, kind of in the same vein as like a revamped Flying Doctors, but still shit. No. So as much in the same vein as Bingle before Bingle. Please tell me. Please tell me that. Wow, that just combines all Australian TV genres, doesn't it? Actually, you know what would make that even better, even more juicier? As if behind or as a room off the police station was a surgery room. So they incorporate the medical drama as well, so that's probably where it fell down. Surely it only lasted a couple of episodes. But He'd be there, Philip. Oh, why would I hear this? Why? Now, with such a show, did it actually get? Did we the public get to see its last episodes? That's a shame. It's a real shame. Look, can you order me 5? Oh, of course. Skis. That ragamuffin. Oh, dear me. Well, I think we'll end it there, and after these messages...
I am Alexander, founder of CompareTheMeerkats.com. I also founded TheGurgler.com, where we compare forgotten sporting heroes, talk sport, and tipping sport. But many people lately have come to our site looking for sporting people's misbehaving. I cannot give you information about bubbling. For crap fan tales and crap sporting articles, please come to thegurgler.com. For crapping in hotels and urinals into your mouth, please contact nrlgurgler.com. Simples.
And welcome back. And, with all this talk about It's a Knockout and TV, but, Milton, I feel like a bit of sport.
Yeah, we've got to go back to what we do best.
Now, I mean, it's been a few weeks, and I believe that you actually went on location this weekend.
Yeah, like a proper sports reporting website, we actually attended the Papua New Guinea game. Oh. It was a must-win game. They had to win to remain a mathematical chance of making the finals, and they didn't disappoint.
Oh, no whammies, no whammies, yes.
If you go to our Gurgler Twitter site, you'll see there's a running commentary with photos, and you'll get a feel for the day out, but they were pumped from the warm-up onwards, and you just knew that it was going to be a PNG benefit. It's just a pity they dropped off in the last 15 minutes and only won by 30. Because they needed to win by 42 to rule out. Well, just to rule out for and against, they still have to rely on one of two teams to lose next week, either Ipswich or Tweed. But if they had won by 42, it wouldn't have mattered what they lost by, whereas if Tweed lose, they have to lose by more than 10. But their style, I mean, unbelievable. And of the, there would have been close to, 800 to 1,000 people at Davies.
Oh, Park. Really?
And all but about 20 of them were cheering for Papua New Guinea. And I've no doubt that if it was South Logan versus anyone else, there would have been 50 people.
Yeah. Oh, people wanted to be entertained, Milton.
Oh, entertained. They are the entertainers of any sport. They're the Miguel Angel Jimenez of rugby league. Except the difference is there's only one mechanic, but there's 13 on the field at one time. They have a zest for league that is unmatched.
Certainly the best movie QRL's done for a long time.
Oh yeah. But what sums them up is that South Logan were on the attack. They put a crossfield bomb, which the winger drops. It drops backward into the arm of a fullback for Papua New Guinea, who runs 100 metres to score.
Wow.
Right. You know, that's pure PNG, hunters. And that's why we love them.
Oh, we certainly do. And then, you know, I thought we did put the kibosh on them for a while.
We kept talking about it, and we shut up, and they kept winning. And so I was there in person, so I have seen them win, so the jinx is over, and just need either an Ipswich loss or a Tweed loss to make the final.
If I remember rightly, they've actually got a bye on the last round.
So, you're guaranteed 2 points.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, because you want to see them on the grand final.
Oh, look, you really would. I mean, imagine, do they still play the grand final at Lane Park?
No, they... Sometimes they lose, sometimes they lose. They did switch last year. To the Brickcliffe, the infamous year that they punched each other in the can bar.
Oh, good times. Good. So.
Yeah, but it's hard to tell.
And how's South going?
South lost. No, it was a bad weekend for the some of the favourite teams of the Gurgle. South got beaten, Ipswich Town got beaten in the local derby against Norwich. Pretty ordinary weekend, but PNG, I'm happy, I'll take that one out of three.
It was almost a perfect segue because, our favourites didn't win, and of course, whilst you went along for the PNG game, I went to the Melbourne Demons West Coast Eagles game. And
you were there as well.
Didn't manage the whole game. We left at 3:45. And that gives you an idea about how good my team were going. And
Did they lose by less than Carlton?
Yes, thankfully.
Okay.
Thankfully.
That's a good.
Yes, it is. And Carlton, Mick Malthouse has got a few people who want to answer to. That's for sure.
Isn't going from strength to strength. Well, Mick, doesn't he love it?
You've got two, former West Coast stars, in one being a coach and one being Chris Judd, and two people don't make a whole team, and they've got issues there at Carlton, much like Demons do, and a few of the other clubs around the place. And Collingwood, they're sort of roundabouts having issues as well. But the top half of the top eight is set in stone now, top four, and then there's to make out the rest of the top eight, there's probably about 6-7 teams you can make. I mean, West Coast, with the win on the weekend, they're relying on teams to lose, and they've got to win themselves. People forget about that, but they actually have to win. But other teams have to lose, and I'd really like to see them not make the eight themselves. Well, there's a lot of people that, and I'm one of them, that can fly the flag for that Collingwood of the West Coast of the Collingwood of the West, and that's a bit of a mouthful for you. But so AFL, coming into the last round, it'll be interesting to see, the top four if they sort of put full strength sides on, it is kind of exciting. Finals are always exciting. Herd's back at Essendon, so. Harlan Bullworth is still following that story, that's better.
Rugby league had a big week. The top three all lost, which tightens up the race for top four. But all the news is the off field Asada.
Yeah, I noticed that. Battle of the bottom between Canberra and the Sharks and.
I checked the scores, and at one stage it was 22 minutes and it was nil all, and nothing on the line. He bat off for the wooden spoon like nil all after 28 minutes. It's just a shame. Most of the world was hoping that Ricky Stewart could sew up a consecutive wooden spoon with another club, but that's not to be this year. Sticky will have to settle for second last. But, one would argue that whatever was taken by Cronulla possibly wasn't strong enough. But we're just sort of glad it's over now, Got the ban, it's all over. We don't have to see Richard Ings, former Asada chief, anymore.
Well, it gets like that with AFL, and Paul Little, who's the Essendon chairman, seems to be in the news every day.
Or Tanya Herd.
She can make her own headlines, but. You mentioned a bit about the UK football. Were there any other key results there?
Me and you have only got one draw for two games, which is good to see. The Man U fans are going to be calling for the head of the manager fairly soon. Results are going, much the way as planned as you'd think. It's only two games in the EPL and. The bottom three in this division played 100 games already in the first 3 weeks. AS Ross keeping in Europe, the Formula One's quite interesting from the weekend.
There we go, I was waiting for a segue, but don't know about it. Fantastic news for our man Dan, but
toys being thrown out of prams.
Isn't there what? I mean, there's talk that he's even going to leave. I mean, you know, this is a company that has supported him for, you know, the best part of 15 years, ever since he was a teenager, and now he's threatened to leave over something that he thought happened. And,
yeah, look, I really hope it's true. I hope he did do
it. Yeah,
but
he didn't.
Because, don't you like to see, you know, there's nothing better than, every now and again in Formula 1 you get a dominant car, and during the 2000s, that happened, but only one person was allowed to win, and it sucked ass.
Yes,
but credit to Mercedes is that they've got two drivers, both who are allowed to win and allowed to race. And the fact that if he'd done that on purpose and cut his tyre, which is a pretty calculated risk given that he's more likely to break the front wing, it just adds even more spice to something that's already spicy enough, and they are going to hate each other for the rest of the season. And that's only a good thing, because either they'll start taking each other out, and that'll be exciting, or they'll race and that's exciting, or they'll make mistakes, and as our man Dan, Australia's Dan Ricciardo,
WA's own Dan Ricciardo, exactly right.
I always found it odd that Channel 10 used to always have to say Australia's Mark Webber to the Australian audience.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how many people were tuning in that didn't know Mark Webber was trained on Australian audience.
I think Milton, that's because they didn't say DNF, but they go, oh yeah, DNF is back, and I don't know exactly who that's looking like.
But I mean, with all the hate at Mercedes, maybe the door's starting to open up for Dan Ricciardo. And there is previous there, Prost won a championship in 86 in a far inferior car because teammates took each other points off and played games and all that. So, it's still hope.
Yes, well.
And sure, it's interesting. I mean, there's talk of Senna Prost. It took them a while to run into each other. It took them almost two full seasons to really turn the hatred on.
The reason I can understand the analogy, but I don't agree with it, because, you know, both those drivers were just, you know, they were just far superior than Hamilton and Rosberg. But it's definitely one to watch. And as you say, if anything else, whatever the result, it's making Formula One a whole lot more interesting for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and then further down the grid, they're also even. The racing's fantastic. You know, people actually overtake each other these days, and there's not tyres that last 4 seconds. You know, you go down to the shops and your tyres are done. You know, F1 is as good as it's ever been.
Oh. And hopefully it just gets even better. And it's good to see that, you know, that arrogance and the immaturity is still right.
Oh, we love it.
Certainly do. And what else we do love is coming up on something special on Gerber.com, and here's some message to remind you of.
Two cities.
But if they don't stop soon, he'll be over there like a wild bull.
Maybe I should go away.
Two matriarchs.
Oh, you're really not dirty. I'd like to go somewhere, quiet somewhere I could be alone.
One special day. From the producers of Who's the Boss and Mikhail's Navy comes the story of two women fighting for superiority in a one-woman town.
That's why I have to be careful. That's why I have to keep the doors locked. How's it going to bring that man back? Well, consider it your wedding present to me.
In an age of innocence, families will be torn apart. Friends will become enemies. And only one mother will survive. Directed by Leanne Gray, in association with TheGurgler.com. Mother's Day.
Just see.
In cinemas this spring.
So nice to be here.
And welcome back, and oh wow, that sounds like a juicy movie coming to thegurgle.com, so look out for that, get your tickets.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, some real good Australian talent on show there. But, oh, look, it is the time for this week's Crack Banter. And this week, we've had sportsmen, we've had television presenters. This one is a character.
Oh, good. Now we're doing it.
But I'm going to keep with the TV theme and TV of old thing. And wasn't a Channel 10 show.
Okay.
Could have been. I mean, there was a lot of swapping and things like that. The star that played this character went on to begin better things. Went on to play a small town's main cop, should I say. And this is Australian too. But before he was a cop, he was a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And favourite of Australians all around. Like when you're talking about what was that police show with the police station on the bottom floor?
That was Above the Law.
Above the Law. Now that reminded me of another TV show called Cop Shop.
Cop Shop.
Cop Shop was another show. Actually, that's that. Could have easily been your Channel 10 favourites too, because I was Channel 10 in the early 80s as well.
I thought you were going to say Young Lions there for a while.
Oh, you wanted me to. I know you wanted me to. So one basic getting at kind of gone full circle. One of the stars of this show was in Cop Shop, so he played a cop, and then became a lawyer. And then this character was a judge, and then the actor became a cop. What else can I say about it?
Actually, you pulled this from the top shelf. I've still got no idea.
So this judge had his own set of rules.
Rules, eh?
Rules. Is that the clincher for you?
Yeah. I think I got it. Give it.
Old Rafferty's rules.
Rafferty's rules.
Wow. Rafferty, played by John Wood, who obviously went on the side before him.
Wow. Rafferty's rules. I haven't thought about showing 15 years.
I don't know what made me think, just all this wonderful reminiscing about Australian TV.
Nothing finer than Rafferty's rules.
And I'm sure you'll be able to find a good photo to put up on the website of them.
Add it to our Hall of Fame, like the Blakeney twins and Peter Blakely and all the other gold we have on there.
Tell you what, with Rafferty's Rules, you bring up Rafferty's Rules and then you compare it with the old Restless Years, and there's not much difference in the actors. Most of them. No, there we go. So that's the Crack Banter for this week, and that's pretty much the show this week, Milton. It's been a big show.
It has been, and some of your finest. But if you're ever bored, feel free to jump onto the gurgler.com. There's always something on there to do. We've got a new music quiz.
So many polls and quizzes. It's just wonderful. It's very interactive, and that's what I like about it. So get on there.
And we've got an app for the people who need to know nothing on the go.
And there's plenty of people who need to know nothing when they're not going anywhere.
If you're going past Ebbw Vale or Dinmore and you're looking for nothing to do, then jump on, download the Gurgler website when you get home.
I tell you, I know people that have got nothing to do, people that go past the old station of Delaware, because train doesn't stop there anymore, so you've got nothing to do.
Yeah, what a shame.
But
we were the last people on
Doughboy
Station.
I'm sure we're the
stand
of death.
Mm-hmm.
So what have we got this weekend? We've got it's the last round.
The important last round of the AFL. rugby league dish that they need to face another week.
Oh!
I'm trying to think. There's no Motos. Well, there's MotoGP. And even less interesting is there's the US Open. Tennis, that is. Nick Kyrgios is mildly interesting.
Yes.
You've
got to be careful, though. He's got a cusp.
Yeah, but unlike Tomek, he's not a complete fuck yet.
Yes. Yes, he's up for the ball.
Yeah. I'm not sure if there's a game that can't be mentioned, but as we mentioned before, what a wonderful performance from the gold team that can't be mentioned.
Weren't
they wonderful?
Oh, what a score. What a score of you.
The only losers out of that were the manufacturers of pink polo shirts that have extra high colours and Corona beers who will sell less because fewer people will go to their games.
And those shirts having horses printed and drawn on.
Oh, and the bigger the better, too.
Oh, yeah.
Or an American name with a number on the back to make it look like you play for some American team, that kind of gear. And don't forget, when you're drinking, when you're at the rugby union and you're drinking with a beer, make sure it's labels out, because no one will know what you drink either.
Oh, no. That's very important. So, in previous weeks, especially around the time of the World Cup, when you finished the show with a commentator goal, what do we have this week, Milton?
We have one I found that actually got used in unbeknownst to me when I found it, used in the Guardians podcast as their intro, but it is a fantastic piece of commentary, and I think we'll keep looking for commentary gold, but we may not just limit it to soccer. You might find it in commentary gold and maybe TV gold. It'll be a little surprise every week, so yeah, don't tune out after we leave, because it's probably the most entertaining piece
of the whole show.
Well, yes, if we're self-deprecating, yes, we would say that.
But Milton, thank you so much for being a part of this week's show.
No, thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure, and tune in next week to see who's going to be joining me on the couch. But, so everyone, thank you.